The Christmas market is packed with interesting stalls. There's the delicious Fogliatelli stall of Mamma Bello's from Italy. No Josenheim Christmas can be complete without a visit to the stall with Christmas decorations by the centuries-old family business of Kate Volbart. The Hungarian Kürtőskalács is a chimney cake that no taste bud can pass up. There's even coxinha from Brazil to delight the foodies. Pottery from Mexico, incense from India, and snuggly warm alpaca wool clothes from Peru to round off the many diverse huts in this market. Almost pushed by the wind, like a divine magical hand guiding you on, you stumble your way on to the Glühwein stall. They are already operating to ease the work for those who are still setting up stalls in this cold weather. You figure talking to people in this market is a good start, since most of them have been a fixture of Josenheim's tradition for a long time. Maybe they have leads that will help you out. The scent of cardamom, cinnamon, and all manner of exotic spices fills the air. There are big scented candles on every table, flickering in the wind, and flyers with Betty's best mulled wine recipe lying on the table. Betty's recipe is quite famous in Josenheim, and they share it with market goers every year. But all her customers swear that they can never get the mulled wine to taste the same when they make it at home, so they all rush her to her stall as soon as it goes up. The light in the sky is already fading as the winter sun seems to be playing hide and seek with the peaks of the Harz Mountains. Feeling the beginnings of a cold shiver, you rub your hands together and walk up to place an order. As you look up at the digital display that has the menu on it, you realize that you cannot order anything. It's not that you are indecisive, but the garbled writing on the menu makes no sense. You can't make heads or tails of it. When you ask the bartender, who just happens to be Betty herself, about the menu, she just laughs. Then she says, "Haha, that display might look shifty, but I promise you it works. The boys who work here like to play pranks and sometimes will rotate the alphabet. If you knew Betty's best, well, then you'd have no trouble with the menu." Then she goes back to setting the mugs on the shelves, giving you time to figure out what to make of this oddity.